never pretend. It's about to come my way. Each and every day, get this stepping woman.
Hey, you'll never talk that you want to ask like why. No, it knows
why. Oh, it's all right with me, cause it's my destiny.
Wave 98.3 is CIWV-FM at 98.3 FM. Heard anywhere on mobile devices and online anytime at wave98.3.fm.
8:01 on your Monday. I'm Tara Jean, and here's what's making waves on the West Coast. So today is Truth and Reconciliation Day. We're going to honor the survivors of Canada's residential school systems and the children who never came home. More than 150,000 children were forced to attend residential schools, and we know a lot of them suffered horrific abuse. And on this day, in this moment, I just want to personally acknowledge not only that that is our country's darkest history, but that there is generational trauma that is still being suffered by some of my Indigenous friends today. So this is not just history, friends. There are events across the country today to mark Truth and Reconciliation Day, including Parliament Hill, but also here at UBC. That event is an intergenerational march, and it starts at 11:30. In other news, BC political leaders making tax cut promises ahead of our provincial election next month. What do you know? NDP leader and BC Premier David Eby, he's promising a tax cut of $1,000. He says the cut would benefit nearly every British Columbian. And then BC Conservative leader John Rustat has promised an eventual tax cut for renters and homeowners. The BC election, of course, coming up on Saturday, October the 19th. So we're just a few weeks away. In sports, our Vancouver Whitecaps, we're in good spirits. We scored our third consecutive Canadian championship with a win over Toronto on the weekend. And that win secures a berth for the Whitecaps in the Major League Soccer playoffs. And finally, and you know, I was talking about this last hour too, about how gas prices are dropping slowly but surely. But I'm going to add now that luckily, Hurricane Helene did not damage or disrupt any U.S. gas refineries, which means it's not going to impact gas prices and send them flying back up. And how about wave weather? Sunny all day, highs of 16 degrees. Right now at 5:55 West Georgia. Man, taking its time warming up. We've just hit 9. And this is Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe. Happy Monday, friends. Thanks so much for hanging out. It's me and you through till 10 o'clock. I'm handpicking smooth grooves the whole darn way. Let's go. On the wave with Just Like Me. And I'm Tara Jean. This morning, on this Monday, September the 30th, Kris Kristofferson's name is on the lips of a lot of people, seeing a lot of tributes online. His name's actually trending on a lot of social platforms as news spreads of his death. So Kris Kristofferson, of course, a multi-talented star. Wasn't he? Like, I love seeing this. He wasn't just, you know, a singer. He was a hit-making singer. He was a hit-making songwriter. And of course, so many of us know him as an actor as well. And I keep thinking this morning about his iconic role in the 1976 film, A Star Is Born. And I was watching the trailer this morning. Here's a bit of it. So retro.
In the world of rock music. John Norman Howard was once the best, but he was burning out.
That was Chris's role. And then, of course, there's Barbara.
Until he met...
I believe there's a best of both.
There she is.
Esther Hoffman.
Does it feel like maybe A Star Is Born watching party is in order? Man, tributes again rolling in for Kris Kristofferson. He was 88 years old.
Get ready to kick back and soak up the vibes because Craft Beer Week is back for more laid-back fun. November 1st to November 15th. Take part in 2 weeks of easygoing celebration, highlighting craft breweries around the North Shore. And on November 15th, cap off the festivities with a wrap-up party at the Pipe Shop. Get your tickets early. Grab your friends and mark your calendars for Craft Beer Week, November 1st to November 15th on Vancouver's North Shore. Enjoy responsibly. Must be legal drinking age.
Well, all right, yeah. Out here on this dance floor, I can't take no more of this pressure that's been weighing on me. Just wanna feel this groove and get me out this mood. See, I wanna leave and take you with me. Your moves. They got me tipsy, baby, tipsy. I'm kinda dizzy, kinda blinded by you.
This time,
I don't think we're playing, baby. You're like my red cup, I wanna drink you up. Tuesday, Wednesday, you see I can't complain, because I'm breathing and believing in your love. I was collided on that floor, can you be for real, cause what you did to me, it really messed me up. You're like my champagne, baby, or my whiskey, or some Hennessy. And brown ecstasy.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you decided to leave with me.
Ooh,
I'm intoxicated by you. Boy, you got that groove. I'm intoxicated by you. Ooh,
calling your mother is cool.
Hello?
Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe. Jean in the morning, Wave 98.3.
Have you ever had to wait for a ride for a really long time? How about months? Well, on that, a couple astronauts have, I guess, a little bit of relief and good news for their families. They've been up on the International Space Station since June, but when they got there, pretty, and you know the story, pretty much immediately, the Boeing Starliner they got there in was deemed unfit to return to Earth. With humans aboard anyway. So instead, these two NASA astronauts have been waiting on the International Space Station for their ride. And guess what? I come bearing news. Their ride has arrived. It's a SpaceX Dragon space capsule. But here's the twist. Even though their ride is now docked at the International Space Station, it won't be bringing them back down to Earth until next year. Yikes. I hope they like it up there. I mean, great views, right? So there's that. Wave 98.3. Happy Monday, friends.
I lie awake and realize that you're better than my dreams.
Floor, and it's 8:30. Here's what's making waves on the West Coast. We're actually going to start on the North Shore. Community pushback, maybe even your pushback, has paused plans to change the traffic infrastructure near the north end of the Ironworkers. So it's a $5.1 million project that would have got rid of that traffic lane that's dedicated to the Dollarton neighborhood. So removing the lane would have made all that neighborhood traffic have to battle bridge traffic while they head home or to work, even if they're just heading into North Van. Meanwhile, the Ironworkers Memorial Bridge just keeps on giving her, doesn't it? One of the busiest and oldest bridges in Metro Vancouver. BC's election campaign, now in its second week. Let's check in. Big anticipation, I guess, building for the upcoming televised debate. It's going to feature NDP leader David Eby, BC Conservatives leader John Rustad, and Green Party leader Sonia Furstenow. Subjects for the debate will include, well, I mean, they got a lot to talk about, right? But housing's in there, our healthcare system. The debate goes down on October the 9th. In sports, join me in congratulating the Whitecaps. They beat Toronto FC over the weekend and locked in a precious little berth there in Major League Soccer playoffs. And today, man, today, guys, it marks another Truth and Reconciliation Day, which is also Orange Shirt Day, right? It's a day to honor the survivors of Canada's residential school system and the estimated 6,000 children who never returned home. Let's never let the descriptor of this day get away from us, right? A sacred fire ceremony will be lit this morning on Parliament Hill, but there's also an event and several events here in Metro Vancouver, including UBC, where there's an intergenerational march that starts at 11:30. And finally, wave weather. We've hit, I was going to say March, but September the 30th. We'll get there in time. But today, yeah, Monday, September the 30th, the whole day ahead is going to be sunny right out of the gate with a high of 16 degrees. And I'll flag too, it's been chilly this morning. Right now at 555 West Georgia, still just 8 degrees.
Shadow of a fool, don't she trying hard to recreate?
Wave 98.3.
Could you be a teenage idol? Could you be a movie star? When I turn on my TV, will you smile and wave at me, telling Oprah who you are? So you want to be a rock star, with blue-eyed bunnies in your bed? Well, remember when you reach that you sold yourself for this, you'll be famous cause you're dead. So don't go higher.
don't want to take you dancing. Oh, when you're dancing with the world, you can flash your caviar in your $1 million car. I don't need that kind of girl, but could you be the next sensation? Or will you set the latest style? You don't need a catchy song, cause the kids will sing along when you sell it with a smile. So don't go high. Can do the money tango, you can start your little band. You can swing from vine to vine while the kiddies wait in line with the money in their hands. But if you get to California, save a piece of gold for me. Don't go high.
Play on the Wave. You can also catch him tonight and tomorrow as a coach on the new season of The Voice. Love to see it. And of course, he's doing that show with his co-coaches, big, huge superstars, Reba McEntire, Gwen Stefani, and Snoop Dogg. And we already know from recent interviews that Michael Bublé is a huge Snoop fan. But in a new interview, we're also learning from Bublé that so is his youngest daughter.
So before I left for The Voice, she goes, Poppy, are you going to sing with Snoop? And I go, what? And she goes, are you going to go work with Snoop Dogg? And I said, yeah, honey, how do you know Snoop Dogg?
How old is she?
She's six.
Okay.
And no, this is no sugar on this. She goes, Alexa, play Snoop Dogg Affirmations, because she can't say, she
so
can't
cute.
Say that.
Yeah, yeah.
And all of a sudden, this music come on, and this Snoop say, my family loves me so much. And she starts going, my family loves me so much. And it turns out her kindergarten teacher, Miss Pasille,
from right
every
here in
morning
Burnaby.
Hugs all the kids, and then they sit down and they play Snoop Dogg Affirmations. So
isn't that the cutest like, thing? So Snoop goes on. This was an interview on The Late Show with Seth Meyers, but he goes on to talk about Snoop Dogg's Affirmations, which is basically a children's album of just positive, uplifting affirmations. And clearly it's making an impact on generations much younger than the rest of us. Hey, if you want to catch Bublé on The Voice, yeah, you do. Again, there's new episodes tonight and tomorrow.
Tara Jean in the morning. Wave 98.3.
Transform your future with Kwantlen Polytechnic University, where the impossible becomes possible. Choose from over 140 programs in arts, business, design, health, science, and trades. Gain career-focused skills from industry-experienced faculty and turn your passion into a profession. Discover co-ops, practicums, and paid internships in select programs and graduate with real-world experience. Kwantlen Polytechnic University, where thought meets action. Learn more at kpu.ca.
Cabin life, making your home away from home feel more like home.
Ah.
Without the traffic, of course. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
98.3 with Gerald Beasley's Groovativity. And have you ever been on BC ferries? Maybe it's because I'm a West Coast girl, but staring out the window while you're on the ferry and you just start thinking about the long, long history of this land. Today, BC Ferries really hitting that home and with a ton of heart on this Day of Truth and Reconciliation. And I wanted to share this post with you again, just in case you missed it earlier on the show. BC Ferries says, today, as we sail the waterways, First Nations people have traveled for millennia. We reflect on the profound impact of residential schools on First Nations, Inuit, and Métis communities. BC Ferries goes on to say that we honor the children who never returned home and the survivors, their families, and communities. And of course, BC Ferries sails on the Salish Sea, which was named that back in just in 2010. It honors the First Nations groups that originally occupied this part of Canada. 8:55 on the coast. And hey, if you want to participate in one of the Truth and Reconciliation gatherings today, there's one at UBC. It's an intergenerational walk that starts at 11:30. Here's Kat Levan on the way.
Is CIWV FM at 98.3 FM, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
begin to think I understand. Anywhere we are, you and I have always been. Ever and ever, I see myself within your eyes. And that's all I need to show the world. Everything I do always takes me home to you.
Ever and ever.
Never.